we have come to worship him. These are profound words from Magi who were not Jewish, who came from the Orient. We have come to worship him. In 2005, August, I was a priest of just 2-3 months. And it happened that John Paul II, Saint John Paul II now, had passed away April 2nd. I was ordained in May and then assigned to a parish of over 6,000 families. We had 8 masses every weekend and the church fit 1,200 people. Some of those masses were completely full. And 3 months into my priesthood, I had the opportunity to go to World Youth Day, where for the first time, Pope Benedict, having just been elected Pope, would be leaving Rome for the first time and going back to his home country of Germany for World Youth Day in Cologne. It was August of 2005. And the theme of that World Youth Day, as every World Youth Day is wont to have, was, we have come to worship him. The reason being is because the Three Kings are actually buried in the Cathedral of Cologne, Germany. There's this massive, beautiful gold sarcophagus where tradition tells us the bones of these magi are kept. And what an appropriate theme that people from all over the world would gather, and how only God could design these things, Pope Benedict would return to his home country for the very first travel outside of Rome since being elected Pope, as Pope, to gather the world together to worship Christ. Those gatherings of World Youth Day happened here in Denver, 93. Those of you who may remember, when Pope St. John Paul II came, I came from afar, from South Florida at the time as a high school student. And that encounter changed me. At these gatherings of World Youth Day, the next being in Seoul, Korea, people from all over the world who are Catholic gather. And you meet people from every continent practically on earth. And it's a powerful experience of what it means to be literally Catholic, universal. People even from countries with which your country is at war with. And together you gather to worship Christ as one faith, under one shepherd, with one hope of peace on earth. These gatherings every 2 or 3 years that began under Pope John Paul II and continue to this day are a powerful experience of unity, from which many vocations to the priesthood and religious life come from every time it happens. Many came from World Youth Day in Denver. I am one of them. And many are here in Denver because of their experience during that time. We have come to worship him. That's what the Magi said as they approached Herod. They went to the proper authorities, respectfully, to inquire about where this Christ child would be born. Herod, being the liar that he is, the fox, as Jesus called him, the deceiver, told them, let me know if you find him so that I too can go and worship. We know that wasn't his intention. He intended to have the Christ child killed. And we know that because when the Magi refused to go back to tell him where they found the Christ child, he then sent out the soldiers to all of Judah, Bethlehem, and ordered them to kill every child 2 years and younger. Imagine these infants, 2-year-old babies, newborns, being slaughtered with the sword in front of the eyes of their mothers to satiate Herod's insecurity and fear of being usurped by a Jewish king. You know the story. Joseph had to wake up in the middle of the night and flee to Egypt without papers, undocumented, illegal, however you want to call it, to save the child's life, only to return after Herod would die. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. And so they come to worship Jesus. And what is significant is this is the first instance since the birth of Christ that the words of the prophets would be fulfilled, that the Queen of Sheba would rise up and come to worship him, that those who are not Jewish would receive salvation. Because up until this point, it was clearly understood that the Messiah came for Israel. Jesus said, I have come for the lost sheep of Israel. Jesus sent his apostles to the Jewish peoples. He preached in synagogues. He didn't go anywhere else except Samaria, which was a foretaste of what was to come, the half-breed Jewish pagan peoples in that same area. But now we see for the first time that this Christ child brings salvation to everyone. So unless you're of Jewish descent, this story would have no relevance to you and of no benefit, unless it were that Christ has revealed that God desires salvation for everyone. And for the first time in history, It wasn't just Queen Sheba of Egypt going to see King David because she had heard about his wisdom, but it's these magi, these Orient kings who come to worship Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And the scriptures tell us, as we heard, they walked a specific way following the star until it landed over where the Christ child was. And they brought him significant gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Kids, Jesus only received 3 gifts on Christmas. So if you received as many, please be happy. If you received less, that's fine because Jesus is king and you and I are not. If you received more, be sure to share that with your siblings. But they come and bring him gold because it symbolizes the fact that Christ is a king. They bring him frankincense because they recognize that he is a sacrifice. In the Jewish tradition, a smoke was always experienced when they worshipped because they would sacrifice the animals that the Egyptians worshipped as a way of renouncing false gods. Then they would burn the carcass, and the people would place their face in the dirt and worship the only true God, renouncing the gods of Egypt that enslaved them. And the smoke would rise up, symbolizing their prayers. That tradition continues to this day when I, as a priest, go around the altar with incense. It is the altar of sacrifice. Christ now is the Lamb of God, sacrificed for our sin and our salvation. And this is the altar of sacrifice. And the incense that goes around it symbolizes that sacrifice and our prayers rising up to heaven. And finally, they give him myrrh, this particular and very specific ointment that is used to cover and anoint the bodies of those who have died. Somehow, God in his providence, or maybe these wise men knew, that Christ would not only be a king, but a sacrifice, and someone who would offer his life for everyone. So the gifts were, and so they symbolized. Now we know that the Magi returned another way because an angel appeared to them in a dream and basically told them, Herod wants the child dead. Don't tell him where he is. So the Magi returned by another route. But as Pope Benedict would share before hundreds of thousands of us in this park outside of Cologne, Germany, in the vigil and the mass concluding World Youth Day in 2005, he said, this symbolism of the Magi literally going a different route to return home speaks to the fact that when they encountered Jesus, they were converted. Their life changed. They didn't walk the same way. They didn't live the same way as they did before. You know, Christians, before they were called Christians, were called Nazarenes, after the town of which Jesus was raised, or followers of the way. And these Magi went a different way than how they came. I could imagine that when these 3 wise men and kings came before Christ, they could have wondered, how is this innocent, completely dependent, fat, chunky little baby gonna conquer the Roman Empire? He can't even survive a day without his mom nursing him. How is this infant going to transform the injustices of the world and conquer the greatest army ever known in the history of civilization? They could have scoffed at this idea, but they didn't. They came to worship in wisdom and in the mystery of how this infant born in poverty would totally transform their lives and the world for centuries and millennia to come. In a similar way, we can come to Mass and we see Jesus humbly hidden under the appearance of bread and wine, as he was hidden as an infant child born into poverty. And as the host is raised up, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who come to the banquet of the Lord. We can wonder, but is that really him? Can he really change me? Can he really change my life? Can he make a difference in my world? Naturally, we can think that because it looks like bread and tastes like bread and feels like bread. But faith is able to do what our senses fail to understand. God is present. If we can believe that, if we can embrace what Christ has taught, what his apostles taught, and what we've always believed from day one, that God has come to us hidden as a child in Bethlehem and appearing as bread, being truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, nothing less, it cannot be anything more, then we can return home a different route like the Magi. This encounter with Christ hidden under the appearance of bread is meant to be that moment where we come to say, I believe. I've come to worship like the Magi because I believe. And I offer the gifts I can give to his church financially, of my time and my talent. Three things: time, talent, treasure. I offer that to the Christ child every Sunday because I believe. When we enter the church, that sign of belief is manifested by how we enter. Too often, people just walk in and sit down like they're at a cafeteria or a theater. There's no faith. They don't believe that Jesus is truly present in the tabernacle. But those of us who believe always come in. We genuflect on our right knee, looking to the tabernacle, making the sign of the cross, because we recognize it's Jesus truly present. Or if our body doesn't allow us to genuflect, we at least bow some way to acknowledge Christ is present. And then we sit down. He's here like nowhere else, hidden in the tabernacle. If we can believe like these pagan men did when they came to worship him, this encounter with him in word and sacrament should leave us changed, so that when we go home, we're different. We're not the same. Our lives are different. We walk a different path because we've come to worship him. And we believe that this humble child born in Bethlehem, this glorious God hidden under the appearance of bread, is God with us, and we are never alone. Lord, let every nation on earth adore you, the psalmist cried out today. That begins with just you and me coming to worship him, to say, Jesus, I believe. In your mystery, in your hiddenness, in your simplicity, I believe. And because I believe, I will leave here a changed person, loving as you loved, serving as you served, giving as you gave. The world is different. The Magi recognized it. Do you?